This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We thank all of you for being here on this wonderful day. In preparing some comments that would go with this celebration and also to fit with the gospel we are celebrating, I looked into my great theological resources and chose one that I thought was the most renowned theological scholar, Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss wrote a book that is called One Beyond Zebra. If you're not familiar with it, I commend you to it. It tells the story of Conrad Cornelius O'Donald O'Dell, his very young friend who is learning to spell. And Conrad Cornelius O'Donnell O'Dell says, "So now I know everything anyone knows, from beginning to end, from the start to the close, because Z is as far as the alphabet goes." Well, his friend has a different idea and says this: "Then he almost fell flat on his face on the floor when I picked up the chalk and drew one letter more. A letter he never had dreamed of before, and I said, 'You can stop if you want with the Z, because most people stop with the Z, but not me. In the places I go, there are things that I see that I never could spell if I stopped with the Z. I'm telling you this because you're one of my friends. My alphabet starts where your alphabet ends. There's something more." And they go through that story learning that there is so much more. This day and this gospel is about the fact that there is so much more. Paul and Peter and all of the apostles and disciples learned that there was so much more. And in the reading we just heard, they were thinking that only Jews were called to be baptized and follow Jesus. And they get this revelation: maybe the Gentiles as well. Maybe God's view of reality is something more than we had ever imagined. The apostles, when we hear this from John's gospel, we immediately think about laying down your life for your friends has to do with what Jesus was about to do. But when we reflect on when John was writing this, it is a time when the very church was being persecuted. And John's readers would have had this incredible revelation: oh, it's not just about what Jesus did, it's about what we might be called to do as well. There's so much more. And that's what this day is about with these young people. We come forward here as a church community every Sunday, and we receive a wafer. We sip or intinct a bit of wine. And yet there is so much more. Just like that first Last Supper, that first Eucharist, when Jesus gathered to celebrate that Passover that he had done so many times throughout his 33 years, that they had done since they were little boys and little girls, and suddenly they start to realize that this isn't just what we thought it was. He's saying that there is so much more to this. That this whole story we remember back from the Old Testament in Exodus, and the lamb being, blood being spilled on the doors so that they could be delivered, and there was that Passover lamb back then, and they ate the unleavened bread because they were in a hurry to get out of Egypt. All of a sudden Jesus says, all that's true, but there's so much more. Because what I am going to do for you is to enable you to receive that same body and blood, because I am your new Passover lamb. Those Israelites were truly delivered from slavery, but so are you. Not just in a physical sense, but a spiritual, emotional sense as well. That is so much more. I cannot tell you, over the 52 years of my life, 47 of which I've been able to approach the altar to receive, how many times my understanding of the Eucharist continues to grow. And so too for us, there is so much more. It's not just a piece of bread and a drink of wine. It is that which gives us strength for our continuing journey. When we fall in love, we come to the Eucharist and we understand that God is in the midst of that love. When a relationship breaks apart, we come to the Eucharist and we find that God's love is everlasting. When we find that we are sick, we come to the Eucharist and we find that God's healing can be there for us even if there is no cure. When we are lonely or sad, we come to this Eucharist and we find that we are never alone because there is one who has chosen always to call every one of us friend. We think of ourselves as Christians. Christian is a term that didn't come into existence for some time. What we truly are from the get-go is what Jesus calls us today. Hear him speaking to you. You are my friend. I chose you to be my friend. He who knows every single thing about us, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I want you to be my friend. There is so much more. This communion milestone is just that. It is just one step on this journey of faith that we hope will continue to grow and be nurtured by this church family and in the family at home as well, so that these young people can continue to grow into the likeness of Jesus Christ. In Dr. Seuss's story, he says, "If you stay home with Zebra, you're stuck in a rut. But on beyond Zebra, you're anything but. When you go beyond Zebra, who knows, there's no telling what wonderful things you might find yourself spelling and living and rejoicing in and having that complete joy that he promises to us. May he continue to be our friend. Amen."